Happy Sunday to you. It's Susie Sunday Brunch. And I tell you what, we're talking to Red Hill Food Bank and the founder Maureen just after this.
The Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
It's Susie Sunday Brunch and today we're at the Red Hill Food Bank talking to Maureen James, the founder here. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
This has been going for well over a decade now. How did you come up with the idea originally?
Do you remember in 2012 the Olympics were happening? My husband and I were down in Dorset, sitting on the cliffs, watching the sailing, as you do. I got quite bored because we couldn't tell what was going on. So I went down to the local church to see if they had got any concerts and things going on. And there was a box for a food bank in the porch. And I thought, why would you need a food bank out here in this lovely part of Dorset? And because I was a lay worker and all that sort of stuff in the church for many years, and my husband had been church warden here and there, we sort of, you know, we're background people. So we tracked it through and found that there was this food bank in Dorchester who were wonderful and said, it is a hidden need. We couldn't believe it. And we thought, we have retired. We are not doing any more of this sort of stuff. Anyway, we came back and we talked to the vicar here about it. And he said, oh, you won't need a food bank round here. Do your research. So we did our research and we thought, well, we'll get it started with his blessing. And we just had it in a couple of cupboards at the back of the church and nothing much happened. So we thought, well, perhaps everybody was right and we don't need a food bank round here. Anyway, then the CAB, Citizens Advice Bureau, who just down the road, they said, we hear you're starting a food bank. Can we be your designated agency? And we said, yes, all right. And that was when it just took off. It was the CAB, it was all the housing associations, mental health, you name it. All the agencies are in Red Hill. They didn't know we were here, but we have been working with them ever since. So that's how it started, accidentally in many ways, but there you go.
What a lovely story, from a holiday viewing sailing through to seeing an idea and thinking that might work back home. And wow, how it's ballooned. And it's an amazing service. I mean, there's people already queuing, lots and lots of food here ready to hand out. We're going to be talking to Ashley shortly as well, how to access the service, because it is by referral on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And also volunteering. If you're sat at home thinking, actually, I wouldn't mind supporting this by, you know, donating food, donating time, we'll talk to Ashley on that as well. What a fantastic idea and what a massive impact you're making to the community, Maureen.
Yes, and I must say, I did not think it would go on and on and on. And I won't go into all the reasons why we believe it has gone on and on and on. But we'll do all we can while we're needed. And on we go. We're very fortunate we're well supported locally. There are businesses here, all the local churches, schools, all the rest of it. We are blessed by having good support, but a hidden need. So we do reckon, because we're a church, to feed the 5,000 twice a year.
And this is St. Matthew's in the centre of Red Hill. Fantastic team you have as well. We must say a big, big thank you to all of the volunteers and all of the supporters across the year as well.
Absolutely. We could not do any of this without all this wonderful help. And we have to suddenly think things through now and again. As you say, the COVID and all these asylum seekers that were dumped on us by the Home Office in the middle of COVID without telling us anything about it. And we have had to feed them ever since with specific food for their particular needs. So we do that on a Wednesday morning and we do it separately, as you've seen, at a different door. And that works very well. And on we go, yes.
And do check out the website, it's redhillfoodbank.org.uk. Thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank you.
And we are back with Red Hill Food Bank before we get to the 11 o'clock news. And just after 11, we're speaking to three volunteers at Red Hill Food Bank as well. So if you're thinking of volunteering, stay tuned for that. But right now, let's check out some events happening in and around the Susie area. So it's Susie's Sunday Brunch and this morning we're at Red Hill Food Bank and with me now Ashley Davis, coordinator here. It's amazing work you do.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, we've got a great team of around 40 to 50 volunteers helping all the time. And and we are here three times a week on the Monday, Wednesday and a Friday.
There's already a queue outside. It's at St. Matthew's Church in the centre of Redhill.
Yes.
And as you say, open Monday, Wednesday and Friday from midday until 2. But yes, you have got to get referred. I mean, if you're listening at home and you're struggling to make ends meet at the moment, what's the best way to get referred?
So on our website, there's a list of referral agencies, but it can tend to be through your housing association, citizens' advice. We deal a lot with the Citizens Advice Bureau, and we have contact details for them also easily available. So if someone did come in, they don't have a referral yet, we can guide them on how to get that referral, and then they could come for up to 6 weeks, and you know, once a week for 6 weeks, and then if they're still needing support after that time, they can get a re-referral and they're welcome to continue.
Because sometimes people need a little bit of encouragement, because it's tough to ask for help for food, because it's a basic item that we should all have, and with the cost of living crisis and for lots of other reasons, redundancy, failed relationships, whatever the story might be, Citizens Advice Bureau is one of them. Your website's very handy, in fact, redhillfoodbank.org.uk. if you go to that, there's a long list there of how you can get referred.
If people have got cupboards bare and are needing food support, they can't wait, as you say, like a couple of weeks. It will be, we often get referrals on the day that person can come that day. We do get quite a few emergency referrals. People suddenly, you know, being moved to the area, their benefits haven't been sorted, or whatever the situation, they've lost a job for whatever reason, you know, we know that we need to spring into action quite quickly on that. And we try to be lenient as well, and just to make sure we capture all those people that are in need.
Absolutely. And the website again, redhillfoodbank.org.uk. This is in the very centre of Redhill at St. Matthew's Church there. Lots and lots of food and donations. And for those listening at home thinking that they would like to support you, on your website there's also a shopping list. What would be the call to action of those listening that want to help you?
Yes, as you say, on the website we've got a shopping list of all the essential food items that we'd like to stock and pack in bags for when people come in to collect.
Absolutely. And if you're listening at home, you're heading off shopping later today, do get a few extra items. And what's the best way of them getting that to you? It's of course on your website, but just in case you're listening in the car, off to the shop now.
They can either drop it off at the food bank at St. Matthew's on a Monday, Wednesday or Friday, any time from midday to about 1:30. Otherwise, there are trolleys in the Belfry Centre and Barclays Bank in Redhill as well, that people can just drop stuff off, and then that gets brought to us and then delivered to us by people. So yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Ashley. The website address again, it's redhillfoodbank.org.uk. Wonderful work you both do in the charity. Thank you very much, Maureen. Thank you very much, Ashley.
Thank you.
So with me now, I've got Alison, Patsy and Kimberly, who have been volunteering and enjoy the work here at Redhill Food Bank. Who wants to go first? Tell me, what got you into this, Patsy?
Well, I've got a few friends that live locally, and they had a chat with me, and I said I was interested in helping out, so that encouraged me to come. And since then, that's been about 3 years or so. I haven't looked back, really. I just enjoy meeting people in the community. Doing something good as well makes me feel good about it, and it's just being part of a group of people, the lovely people I work with as well. So
very friendly team, and I guess there's something in helping people when they come through the door and knowing that they really need this food and this help. Alison, how's it been for you?
Very similar to Patsy, really. I retired about 6 years ago, and I started looking for things to do, and this was one of the things that I was interested in. And ever since then, I've made a great group of friends. But also, as Patsy said, the people that come into the food bank, it's great to be able to talk to them, because not only do they need food, they also need someone to be interested in them and to listen. And that's really rewarding.
Yeah, that's very interesting, actually. I think in today's world, where people are a bit rushed for time and don't have that space to create an authentic connection and be really curious and help one another. And Kimberly, how have you found it?
Yeah, so I actually got into volunteering during my uni course. So I was struggling to find a job and wanted to do something that was for the greater good. So I thought volunteering would be just that, and I enjoy my time here. I've been here nearly 3 years, so Yeah.
Wow, a long time as well. And this has been going for 10 plus years. This is the Red Hill Food Bank at St. Matthew's Church. And if someone's listening at home and they're thinking, look, I'm really, really struggling, obviously go to Citizens Advice Bureau to get referred in. With the people you've met, what would you say to them? If someone's hesitating about asking for help, what message would you give them?
100% go to the Citizens Advice Bureau, get referred here. It's easy, it's not embarrassing. We're very open and welcoming to everybody, so please do come in.
And well done to the three of you for volunteering your time. You do fantastic work in the community. Well done. Keep it up. And 3 years' time, I'll be back here to see the three of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Red Hill Food Bank. You can check out the website redhillfoodbank.org.uk. It's at St. Matthew's Church on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. And you can see the lovely Alison, Patsy and Kimberly. Have a very good day. Thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. It's your very own community station. This is Susie 103.4. And I must say a big, big, big thank you to everyone at St. Matthew's Church in Red Hill, at the food bank, Red Hill Food Bank there. Fantastic. Very welcoming. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you again for having me and having a chat. Now, if you're listening at home, perhaps you're involved in a charity, perhaps you've got an event coming up, or maybe even just want to get on the radio and talk about a few topics, do get in touch. clive@susieradio.com. Just came up to 25 past 11 now. Countryside Account.